will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
That's alright.
This is episode 47 of Hacker Voice Radio on the 26th of October. Yes, we're still going, and it's nearly 50 episodes, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what we're going to do for the 50th episode.
Ooh.
A big drop.
The 50th episode. Spectacular!
Yeah, a big drinking party.
I suggest
party.
Dancing girls.
Dancing girls. Naked women. Possibly even some
booze.
Russian roulette.
Russian roulette.
Yeah.
There's a fun game for you.
It really is. I mean, it's the pinnacle of gambling, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, how more intense of a gamble can you take with your life?
Not much.
Yeah. For all the listeners, I'm eating chicken drumsticks, tandoori rice, some spinach, and some stir-fry vegetables. Because,
well,
yeah.
Because you're hungry.
Yeah, because I'm hungry, man, and I'm having my dinner. Mm.
That actually reminded me, on my way up from Florida,
yeah,
there was this Burger King just off the highway that we had stopped at, mm-hmm, that had a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that that was both really cool and really weird.
Yeah.
Burger King's actually springing for free Wi-Fi for its customers.
Was it absolutely free, or did you have to sign up or something?
No, it was absolutely free.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It was like an open access point.
Cool.
Set up for customers while they pig out. I don't know, look at porn or something.
Well, I guess, you want to check your news and everything while you're eating, and no, it's quite useful.
No, it's useful. It just surprised me that it would be in a Burger King.
Oh, it's everywhere here now. It's like every McDonald's has it, like Starbucks, everything. All
wow.
Wi-Fi. Yeah. Is that not in the USA like that?
Not as much, really.
Really?
You can
guarantee.
It's starting to be definitely. Or maybe it isn't, I just haven't been noticing.
You can guarantee. Even the smallest Starbucks will have Wi-Fi access.
Yeah, they have that here too.
McDonald's as well. McDonald's has Wi-Fi. Although,
you know, we probably do have a lot of it that I'm just not noticing.
I'm most certain that you do. I would imagine. I mean, USA would have the US would have it. Probably more intense than us, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
Wi-Fi. Actually, the strangest thing, on the way back home, I noticed the most peculiar lamppost. Now, you know, I don't know. What do you call it there in US? US? Do you call it lampposts?
Lamppost.
Yeah, do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. I guess...
Like, I know what a lamppost is. It's a post that has a lamp on top.
I guess we call it lamppost because they used to have lamps on them, like lanterns, gas, fueled...
Oh, the things
lights.
That have all the electricity
no,
and the telephone wires?
What do you call the big poles on the side of the sidewalk that have a light emitting thing at them?
Oh... just street lights.
Street lights, okay. So let's translate this. I was walking back home, and I noticed the most peculiar slash streetlight slash lamppost. And it didn't have a light on the top. Guess what it had?
I'm guessing an access point?
It did, indeed. It had a, let's say, a foot and a half of aerial at the top. With a Hascam, oh sorry, a Haswave logo on the top. Hazardous wave radiation.
Oh.
Hmm.
Fun.
Indeed. The reason why it's so peculiar is because it's in such a strange position. If you knew where I lived and my area, you would realize why I'm saying this, because it just doesn't make any sense at all. It's probably the most unused piece of road ever for somebody to stop and require internet access there. The only reason I could think why is that they have riverboats just below it. It could be why, but maybe, I don't know. So what I will do one day, now I know where it is, I'm going to come down there and scan it, see what I can see, what's happening to it.
Yeah.
Mm.
In Wi-Fi news here,
yeah.
Verizon is actually introduced a plan where it's going to be offering nationwide coverage for Wi-Fi as the ISP service.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really neat. Mm. I know that they had been putting access points in telephone booths.
Yeah.
In New York City and Kingston, New York. I had noticed some.
Right.
But they weren't actually hooked up or running.
Uh-huh.
And it was my understanding that it was actually a failed project.
Right.
And that they were going to begin taking them out.
Okay.
But I guess something happened in the higher echelons of management in Verizon. And they decided to supplement their DSL offering by offering citywide coverage to begin with.
Right.
And I think that it's going to be one of those things where in rural areas you're not going to have the coverage, but in populated areas and suburban areas they're supposed to be offering pretty much nationwide Wi-Fi.
That's, all that kind of news is good news to me.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, you know, you're bringing the internet to everyone who can't have it.
I'm wondering how they're going to secure it, though, so that only customers can use it.
I'm sure there's going to be, like it is now, in principle, of in the UK, you've got city-wide access points provided by BT, Open World, MyCloud, and various other companies. What they do is they show you a login screen. It's all open. You just access it. And if you hit your Internet Explorer or any web browser, should I say, please don't use Internet Explorer. Forget I said that. what happens is it comes up with a login screen that says enter your username and password. And then once you've done that, you go in and you're free to browse the Internet to whatever you want to do with it. But it only passes port 80, so other services would be blocked off to you, like IRC and stuff like that, which is kind of a mistake. But then again, you move 5 foot, and you've got another one which is completely open, which you can do everything to it. It's just really weird in London. There's so many open ports. I mean, even here at, in my estate, I was doing that last night. I swear I can hear explosions going off, or is it just me?
Mm-hmm.
I said I can hear explosions going off, like fireworks or something. I don't know.
Oh, not on my end.
Anyway, I guess I'm just tripping. Mm. this chicken's so good, that's probably why. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be eating Indian tonight as well.
Yeah.
Finally found a nice little place down the way.
Mm.
I gotta speak to the cook, though, because I know they're not cooking it like they should. They've kind of, mellowed it down.
Right.
For us whiteies.
I think you want... Yeah, you want the full taste, man. You should come... Well, when you come over to England, I'll take you to some fucking nice Chinese and Indian restaurants. You better be prepared.
Sounds great.
Do you like sushi?
I actually opened up a Indian restaurant with a gentleman named Muhammad.
Right.
He was from Bangladesh, but we did northern and southern Indian cuisine.
Right.
And, yeah, the cooks there used to cook for me like they cooked for each other.
Cool.
So, and then they'd laugh as I, started, burning
choking
up inside.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he's such a woman.
Yeah. Do you like sushi?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
For the most part.
Fantastic. I know some good sushi places. You can't have sushi without wasabi, and
sake.
You can't have wasabi without sake, and warm sake for that matter. Actually, there are explosions going on outside. I can hear them on the microphone. It definitely sounds like fireworks or like those sparkler things. You know.
I think it. Oh, so on my end?
No, on my end. On my end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe there's some celebration going on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's getting cold, so I guess people need to warm themselves up with
explosives.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm nearly through my dinner. I don't give a fuck. You wouldn't hear this on Binary Revolution Radio.
Probably not.
Strong Carlson. Asterix, yeah. 1 second.
1 second. Damn it, my chicken corn has gotten into my Asterix server.
Yeah. Oh, it's all over the PCB.
Oh, likely not. But, you know, that's what sets us apart.
Yeah. Some good ways and others bad.
It's all good.
Yeah. Now, talking about Strom.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's going to be on Friday's show.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Cool. You mean after tomorrow, seeing as it's Wednesday today?
Is it Wednesday today?
Yeah.
Damn it, yes, Friday's show. I thought for some bizarre reason.
My girlfriend said that as well. She thought it was Thursday today as well.
It happens to me on occasion. I don't know why.
It happens to me as well. I guess you just really
sometimes
want it.
Sometimes I lose days.
Yeah, sometimes you really want it to be Wednesday. I mean, Thursday, and then, yeah.
Yeah, Friday then. Friday he'll be on.
Yeah. What are we going to be talking about? Or is it just going to be like a general chat or something?
I think it should be a general chat.
Cool.
You know, I'd like to ask him, like, you know, when he got into voice over IP. Tell that bit of a story. You know, what's it like trying to fill Stank's shoes?
Yeah, I definitely want to ask a few of those as well.
Stuff like that.
I really don't know the guy, and I really haven't heard too much of his stuff.
Ask him when the whole spelling thing started.
I was just about to say. The only way I really know him, pardon me, is through me insulting him, and through him correcting my spelling. Because I called him Storm a few times.
Oh.
Because I misspelled his name just off the cuff. I was just, you know. The spell checker just went, oh, it can't be Strom, it's got to be Storm, so yeah, fucking replace.
Yep.
So he said, why do people think that I'm a weather something?
Weather system?
The weather system, yeah. And I'm like,
I do remember that, actually.
Yeah. So I guess, does he know me? I mean, like, did you say, oh, Bilal, or I guess I'm just like one of these faces in the crowd.
Yeah. I haven't, you know, chatted with him about you at all.
Fair enough.
I can bring it up later. It seems like he's hanging out in our forum, so.
In our forum,
I'm sure he's still
at
work, but maybe when he gets back. Oh, yeah. He'll probably be in bed by then.
Yeah.
He's a full 8 hours off of you.
Bloody hell.
8 hours before.
Oh, well. So how's the live thing going to go, or is he just not going to go to work that day?
Yeah, I think he has like a half day or something.
Cool. Good, good.
You know, he said that it would it'd be all right.
Cool.
So, maybe I'll ask him about it again tonight.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he doesn't care about little old me.
What's that?
I said I'm sure he doesn't care about little old me, some hacker in the UK, and that insulted his handle and everything.
All right. Let's try not to take this interview into, like, time for petty revenge.
I'm sure he doesn't want revenge. I'm just gonna, you know, like.
No, I meant for you.
For me? Why?
Bastard, always correcting me.
Yeah. I think
one thing that would be really funny is when we start talking about the spelling.
Yeah.
If in the forum or in the IRC chat room, we just start spelling everything wrong.
That's what I was gonna say. For that night, I'm gonna spell everything wrong in IRC. Absolutely everything, and I think
every word,
every single word, like on purpose, like spell it wrong so that he just overloads.
He like emails you back a transcript with all the spelling things.
Oh man. Oh god.
I don't think he's that crazy about it.
I think that would just be funny. Has he listened to any of the shows?
Yeah, I've listened to a few of them, actually.
Has he? What does he think?
Yeah. They're pretty good. Last night's was pretty entertaining. Because they were sort of, like, doing it off the seat of their pants.
Yeah.
You know, usually I guess they record it, and there's a lot of editing that goes on along those lines.
This is the real way. This is the man's way of doing radio.
This is the man's radio.
Yeah.
But I've listened to a few of the voice over IP ones where he described the different protocols and things along those lines.
Yeah.
Some of the things that you could do with that. I've been meaning to get around to listening to the introduction to Freaking episode.
Yeah.
Cuz I thought that'd be pretty cool.
Mm.
I've listened to bits of other ones just random times hopping on the stream or something.
By any chance, has he listened to any of our shows? I mean, does he know what we're about?
I don't think as of yet he has, but I think he was going to either last night or today.
Right, okay.
Listen to a few episodes, get a feel for us or something. And hopefully it doesn't scare him off.
Yeah, and then go, oh, actually, guys, how about no?
Yeah, Friday just got busy.
Yeah, I'm washing my hair, yeah.
So, I don't know. But, I think that we'll be alright.
Yeah. Just for all you low Wi-Fi listeners, I'm encoding all the streams in 40 kilohertz. Kilobits seconds. So that the shows will be nice and small for you to download. So that's the new standard from now on. If you haven't noticed.
Oh, yeah, I did notice that the file sizes have gotten smaller.
Yeah, that's why.
Didn't really seem to affect the quality all that much.
The quality stays the same, which is kind of good. At the beginning, I thought, fucking max them up, because I want the quality to be really good, and then I realized that it doesn't affect the quality one single bit. We'll be doing that from
now. So then we ended up with, 156 meg episodes.
Yeah.
Size of a short film.
Yeah, I renamed them to AVI just to, you know.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Keep getting all these emails. The video doesn't work. I just only get the audio.
And then I email back, owned, bitch.
I don't know, maybe you don't have the right codec.
Yeah.
Too bad, because it's really exciting stuff.
What's the codec? I think it was MPEG-3 or something.
MPEG 2.5.
Yeah. It's really obscure, yeah. I think there's one website, I don't know, forum that has it.
Somewhere. I think it's in Swedish.
Don't you just hate that?
It's a pain, man.
When somebody encodes it in a weird, obscure codec that you can only find on, like, a Chinese slash Swedish slash German website. And, it's a bitch.
Actually, I have a solution for that.
What's that?
At least under Windows. There's a free software suite called Ace Pro,
that's
or an 8 Mega Pro codec pack.
And you brought me, you brought that to my attention a few weeks ago, I think, a month ago.
Oh, that's right.
And from then on, I'm happy because it's so good. It actually scans every single audio and video file you have on your computer for a virus before it even installs. It has so many obscure codecs on it that you won't even believe how many it's got.
The trick to it is that it has every codec known to man.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, everything. Proprietary codecs, weird things that'll only work with certain devices.
That's right.
It has everything.
Mm. Oh, man. Guess what I bought myself?
What'd you buy yourself?
I bought myself an NEC PDA.
Ooh.
Good? Yeah, I haven't received it yet. It's shipping from Greece.
Ah.
It comes with 2 gigabytes of space and a Wi-Fi card.
Do you know what chipset it uses?
Don't know which chipset it uses, but I know it runs Windows Mobile 2003, which is what I wanted it to do, because I need USB support. And I also need the advantage of some of the zero config, pardon me, of not Windows supports.
Yeah.
Also, the mobility of it, as it being a PDA, you can stick it in your pocket and stuff like that. You can do, you can wall walk with it and stuff like that much easier than you can with a fucking laptop in your bag.
I've always wanted to get a hold of one of the high-end Sharp Zoruses.
Yeah.
With the ARM processor, I had a friend of mine that put Linux on it.
Yeah, it's a RISC processor, by the way. 300 megahertz, I think it is. Yeah, cool. 300 megahertz RISC processor. About
RISC is good.
Yeah, RISC is good. About 215 megs of RAM, and I mean it's a nice little machine, you know, just by itself.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be hacking it. I'm definitely going to be incorporating my new RFID scanner into it, because it has quite a lot of USB support.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's going to be cool, man.
That's going to be great.
And it only cost me like £83.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Where the recommended retail price is about £180.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that an eBay find?
That's right.
Wow.
It was an eBay snipe, actually. Yeah.
Really cool.
Mm.
Did you use the buy it now function, or did you actually bid on it?
No, I bid on it, man. I sniped it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, good job. Well done.
Cheers. As soon as I get the RFID scanners, I'll be sending one off to you, because I know you'd be eager to play with it.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
That little fucker's gonna get a lot of use.
Yeah, just gonna scan everything possible. from food produce to your clothes to your own personal body.
I'm gonna be using it to sweep my room scan for RFID tags everything. On like an hourly basis.
Oh yeah. On an hourly basis.
That's right, you can never be too secure.
Yeah. Did you hear that thing in the news today? That they've developed a way to bug a room using high-frequency microwaves bouncing off a surface such as a mirror or your own clothing. They're able to listen in on conversations that go on in a room via that process.
Oh, shit.
I was going through the actual patent application today, because you know you can read the patent applications and stuff like that, and I was looking at how they're going to make this device. It's pretty hot shit, you know. It's pretty cool.
Gotta get me some of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, the ways to know that you're being bugged via this way would be that your eyeballs seem to be very dry. Food around you seems to cook itself. Your DVDs, CDs seem to no longer play. And you develop cancer in about 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've always been very impressed by those laser listeners where you can actually shine a laser beam onto a pane of glass.
Yeah, well, that's...
And hear what's going on in the room.
That's right. Well, that's basically what I'm going to be building over the next few weeks. Well, I'm going to be building a laser communicator. But I'm going to incorporate some way of being able to bounce that signal off and listen to what's happening. Obviously, because of the way it's working, it's going to be transmitting a signal and then receiving it at the other end. So it's going to be one-way communication, so whatever's coming out. But I'm going to try and bounce it off and using that... those vibrations to listen to it. Now, I don't think I'll be able to get it. I don't know if you have any theories, but I don't think I'll be able to get it as sensitive enough, the actual beam, to be able to listen to.
Well, probably not if you're using like a laser pointer.
No.
But if you actually like stepped it up and used one of those, like I know we used to have one in my high school. Like a box that's maybe a foot so long.
That's right. I was actually going to buy one 3 years ago, but I was stopped from doing so by my mum because she didn't want one in the house because she knew what I was probably going to do with it.
I just want some freaking laser.
Exactly. I know that's not the coolest thing to say on air, but it's the truth.
I got stopped by my mum.
She said no.
How does she feel about your big antenna array?
She hates it.
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Don't you point that damn thing at me.
No. I'm going to print off some labels. I found that symbol for, you know, the hazardous radio waves.
Yeah.
I'm going to print that off and stick it straight on top of the aerial on the front.
That's a good idea. At least you're giving fair warning.
Yeah, like, get the fuck away from the front of it.
You should write or put a sticker on the front of it that says, place balls here.
Yeah.
Free sterilization,
place
balls here.
Yeah. I was going to put on the bottom, exceeds FCC regulations for maximum microwave human consumption or something like that.
In violation of 137 FCC regulations.
Yeah. Do not lick.
Do not lick. Yeah. Place balls here, do not lick.
Yeah.
Oh, I need a do not lick sticker on my dog's balls. He goes nuts with that shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, buddy, they were clean 20 minutes ago.
I can imagine, man. I guess it's like just like eating nuts. You know, they're moorish because they're salty, and you just gotta have more and more.
And like masturbation, it's addictive.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm lucky I can't lick my balls.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh man, if it wasn't just for that vertebrate, I think that's the next step in human evolution.
I hope not. We'll never get another thing done.
Yeah, otherwise, girls, you'd be listening to dead air. Yeah.
The question would really be, would you spit or swallow?
Yeah, that would be the question, wouldn't it?
That's a tough one.
Mm. I guess you wouldn't have much choice in that position.
Look, it's a closed circuit.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, come on, you haven't... Don't deny that you haven't tried.
Oh, I think every man has.
Yeah. I'm going to be getting some weird emails, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is a question we're going to have to ask from today, tomorrow. Friday, sorry.
Which question?
Have you tried? Personal...
I don't know about that.
Well, yeah. If he listens to tonight's show, fuck.
Well, we'll know by this evening.
Mm.
when we get that that email.
Yeah, sorry guys.
Due to circumstances beyond my control.
I will be attempting to.
I will be unable to be interviewed as I will
I have
be.
Broken my back.
Oh, man. Man alive.
Yeah. I like Warsaw, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Mm.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty cool find.
Yeah. I'm going to be playing some of that as soon as I get those libraries ready on my laptop. Although it works fine on my Windows machine. Yeah. News today. You said you wanted to talk to us something about...
Oh, yeah, I wanted to give a brief review.
Yeah, call packet.
Of, the call packet, voice over IP service.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned that they're giving out a free, 100 minutes and a free direct inward dial phone number.
Right.
That offers until October 31st.
Uh-huh.
I have not yet been able to get the thing to work, because they haven't yet told me what the SIP proxy that they use is.
Uh-huh.
So I can't configure my soft phone to be able to do it. The biggest portion that I'm having right now is that their live customer support
is crap.
Not so good.
You know what? I've found that with many, many of these kind of companies, is that the live support, they just forward you to a support email address. Because they've got
absolutely no idea. But I have a lovely little transcription of the chat that I had with the support person. His name was Mike.
Yeah.
He said, "Hello, welcome to live chat support. How may I help you today?"
Mm-hmm.
He
didn't actually say that. It was probably just a pre-programmed message. Yeah.
Most likely.
No, I know, because I used to do that kind of stuff when we ran a little company.
And then since I had to enter my first and last name, or a first and last name, rather, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, the next thing that it says is it pulled the database and pulled that name and said hello to me, like, personally.
Yeah.
And I replied, "I need help setting up my X10 soft phone with call packet."
Yeah.
Mike, okay. "Aaron, may I know which plan you have to sign up?"
Free.
The free one. It's like, okay. I'm pretty sure it says okay after everything that you say.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that's just him saying okay.
Aaron, he says, then we prefer the soft phone, because they have a soft phone that you can download.
Right.
Like, because we've tested it. I'm like, I know. I would use it. I lied.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wouldn't use that piece of crap. Not if you paid me. But,
the service is free.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
But I said, but I run Debian Linux, and they only have the Windows version.
Yeah.
I love it with these companies. Whenever you go and they offer, like, proprietary software to be able to use their service and things, they always offer a Windows one.
Yeah.
And then it's like, under it always says Linux and Mac coming soon.
Yeah, I know. And they never do.
The biggest load of crap. They're not developing anything for it soon. I'll believe that when I freaking see it. I have yet to have seen one of those coming soon programs actually come about.
Soon, yeah.
But, so anyway, I said, but I'm running Debian Linux.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
okay.
We're sorry, but we don't give X10. If you want, you can download X10.
But that's not my problem here. I've already got X10, but I'm trying to say.
You're either not listening to me, or you're just a program.
Yeah. Are you a bot?
Yeah, right. I'm like, I have X10, I need the proxy information and login procedure. It's like, okay. And then, basically just gave me the email address for customer support, and asked me to email them.
With that problem, you just explained
to him.
With the
configuration and login procedure.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, thank you. He's like, thank you. For understanding. Yeah. I'm like, understanding what?
Thank you for not understanding.
Understanding that you can't possibly help me?
Yeah. Exactly. I think that was what he was trying to say. Thank you for understanding that I'm a complete fucking novice at this thing, and I shouldn't be supporting. I shouldn't be even in charge of life support.
Thank you for understanding that there are only actually 5 questions that I can answer.
Yeah.
One of which is, how are you doing today?
Yeah. And okay.
The next question that he's actually capable of answering is, where do I sign up?
Yeah. On the website.
Why isn't it working?
Yeah. And that they don't support Linux.
Yeah. No support.
I know, that's... When I was trying to set up my... Pardon me. When I was trying to set up my Shatcast server, I thought, ooh, cool, they have live support. Now, I know from doing live support myself and from using various live support functions on these kind of companies' websites, I know that I'm actually not going to get any help and that you have to literally explain the problem like 3 or 4 times in different ways for the person to understand it.
Yeah.
What I was trying to do is, because they actually gave me 2 servers instead of 1, I really didn't need 2, I only needed the 1. But, you know, they just decided to give me 2.
Did they charge you for 2?
They did, yes.
Okay.
And I didn't even want the second one. All I wanted to do was just to register a second domain and point that domain to the same server. So they just registered 2 domains and 2 servers for me, for some reason. I don't know.
Okay.
Which I clearly stipulated in the email to them. I clearly designated my request, and they still did that for some weird reason. So,
you know, because they thought they could... You know, sell you another one.
Yeah, I mean, okay, fair enough. Once they did it, I was happy. I was happy to pay for the extra one. It wasn't that expensive, you know. So all I wanted to do was to request for the person to set up a relay, to relay the server that's live onto the second server, so that, you know, we've got a backup, you know, just in case, and we can spread the load over 2 servers. The guy didn't understand what I meant by a relay.
Is that really that difficult of a concept?
I said to him, Shoutcast, server support, the server software running on a Linux machine, supports relaying. And he said, yes, I know that. I said, if you check the config files, which I am unable to do because I have limited admin rights on the machine, can you edit it so that it opens a port to the other one? Now, I assumed that they have multi-servers. In fact, that server was running on the same machine, so they had virtual servers on a number of the same machines. So it was completely impossible for them to point the same thing back into the same port and then out again. It didn't make any sense at all. Once I found out how they were actually running their company, I was like, okay, thanks very much. How about cancelling my other server and pointing the domain to the thing that I originally wanted to? This thing went on for about 30 minutes. Because the guy just, like, he was just really confused, and he was asking me for a different IP address as if I had the thing, and I said the IP address is the same, but it's on a different port. God.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen these sort of call centers, and the people that are answering your questions don't necessarily have any technical knowledge on the product they're supporting. And sometimes they actually support multiple things. So what they have is, they have a computer terminal in front of them, and what they attempt to do is type your problem in.
Yeah, and see if there's
and then pulls a database of instructions on how to fix that particular problem, which is all well and good unless you actually have a unique or, you know, request of them that's not in the database.
That's right, that's right.
At which point they try and tell you to do all kinds of crap. Oh, hold on for a second. I'm getting another call.
Let's see what else we've got in the news. Doobie-doobie. Doobie-doobie. We have news that the Radeon card, graphics card, has broken 1 gigahertz. It's been overclocked. It's above 1 gigahertz. That's pretty cool. So you have a graphics card that's running as fast as your CPU. It's pretty fucking extreme for the hardcore FPS gamers. Obviously, you...
The surprise?
Hi.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's right.
It was just going to ring forever if I didn't answer it.
Okay.
That was actually Neo Interest.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What's he saying?
He finally got my email that I had moved back to New York, I suppose.
Cool. Excellent.
Yeah, so what we're seeing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the people in the call center, you know, trying to read off the screen. I actually had to call Dell customer service support in my more noobish days. And I knew specifically what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to get to an uninhibited DOS prompt.
Right.
On the machine so that I could manually fix a problem. And it took about 45 minutes of talking to this guy until he'd actually just tell me how to do it. He was like, have you tried this? You know, you should go into this and do that and the other thing. I'm like, look, man, I don't want to play this game.
Right.
I've already troubleshot the problem. I know exactly what I need to do to fix it. I just don't know how to get to an actual DOS prompt. Not the crappy command prompt that you give with inside of XP. I want a real DOS prompt.
Yeah.
I know you can do it. I know it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Stop fucking around with me. I've got the desk, or the disk. Just tell me how the fuck to do it.
Yeah.
And finally, after I just gave up and played his little game, and, you know, I just sat back with the, you know, got a beer, and just every time he told me to do something, I was like, yep, okay.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, I did that, didn't work. And, you know, I had to sit there for about a half hour until he exhausted all the possibilities in his database, and then the fucker finally told me what I wanted to know.
Bloody hell.
Like, well, you just wasted so much of your time, and infinitely more important, my time. You'd just given me a quick answer, I would have said thank you, and... inefficiency of it. That in his English was not terribly good.
No, that's true. That's true.
I ended up calling him. He was in India. Such a pain in the ass.
That's why when I provide support, I provide the best support ever.
Really makes the difference.
It really does.
Makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Right. You missed this because we were talking to Neo Interest.
Oh.
Somebody's managed to overclock a Radeon card, graphics card, above 1 gigahertz.
A 1 gigahertz graphics card?
They managed to overclock it, yeah, over 1 gig. And,
wow, what was it to begin with?
It doesn't say. I would assume about 600 maybe, you know? I mean, that's a big step for a graphics card.
That is a huge step.
Yeah.
I hope they have proper cooling. They're going to blow that thing up.
That's going to be amazing for first-person shooters. I mean, can you... I mean, having your graphics card run as the same speed as your CPU...
Brilliant.
It's fucking amazing, man.
Yeah.
Right. It's just mad.
That is awesome. Gotta get me some of that.
I mean, can you imagine back in the day, like, let's say 3 years ago, like, with the old Voodoo cards? That's just shit that you just can't even imagine back in the day. Like, one giga? I mean, back then, it was impressive to have a one gig CPU.
Processor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Looks like an old hacker slaps up Slackware. What do you get when you mix an old hacker with an open distribution? A good review of the recent released Slackware 10.2. Joe Barr over Linux at .com, owned by the same company as Slashdot, I assume, lays down his thoughts on everything from the install to reliability and user loyalty. So I guess some old dude has reviewed the new release of Slackware. British News, the British Broadcasting Company, short for BBC, is having problems with their emails. Apparently, the BBC has suspended service to all existing BlackBerries because of server software that randomly sends chunks of messages to arbitrary users, thus showing each executive each other's emails. Not what you really want from a working situation, really. So basically what's happening there is, for some reason, it's sending emails that are intended for that person to someone else. And, yeah, fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
That sounds like
a lot of fun. It's like a game.
Yeah. Whose email is this? Guess the email. Guess.
Now, how am I going to get this back? Yeah. To whoever it needs to get back.
Shit, he's getting more money than me. Fuck. Oh, I'm going to get fired in 2 days.
Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah. What's this? Blizzard made me change my name. Mr. Alzagor Paladin, sorry, is running through Stormworld when I get a message from GM proclaiming that my account is in violation of Blizzard policy and I must change my nickname. To find out more information, I tried to find out more information, but I am kicked from the game. I've been Commander Taco since April, but when I log in, I choose the name Violated, as this experience has brought up a host of feelings on matters of virtual identity and virtual words. That's weird. Their name, his nickname that he used was Violated.
Yeah.
But apparently Blizzard doesn't like that, and they've kicked him and they're forcing him to change that. Yeah. And this is from the guy that runs Slashdot. Well, used to run Slashdot. Commander Taco. Any reasons why? I mean, do you have any? I have no idea why. I mean, I used to make accounts like admin and stuff for fun, uh-huh, just so I could be admin. There's more to this. First of all, the reason my account was in violation is that my name contains a title prefix. It took dozens of inquiries to get explained. Commander is not the problem, but I'm told since the name has an internal honor system with titles, my name is not allowed. Never mind the fact that CMDR, which stands for Commander, is not one of their titles. Never mind that the countless others' titles abandoned the game since Mr. Sir and Sensei. Am I in violation of their policy? Probably. This policy is stupid, meaningless, and inconsistent. So, like, let's say I called myself, like, my online name was Sniper. And that's when I used to be back in the gaming days of FPS and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So people that know me by Sniper, and they would know me by Sniper because I'd have it would be spelled different. It was like #1 and P blah blah blah, and if I was in my clan, I'd be like Sergeant Sniper or whatever, you know, to have like a sergeant and then like a little up arrow and stuff like that.
So basically they're just trying to prevent somebody from being like Sergeant Captain Kaboom.
That's correct, yeah. So because it's conflicting with in-game honor system or some bollocks like that. I mean, come on, guys. You're charging for a game as it is to play online because you have to pay a subscription. And now you're basically bitch-slapping your own players, your own customers. That's fucking ridiculous. And not only is CMDR, it's Commander, but it's short for Commander. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is pretty silly.
It doesn't even say, like, C-A-P-T-I-N, like Captain, or it doesn't even spell Commander out.
It's just the initials, the abbreviation.
Exactly, yeah.
That's pretty lame. Pretty lame indeed.
So this is my message to Blizzard. Get your fucking act together, because people are going to start leaving soon, and then you'll notice what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't enjoy the fact that you can spend all that money to buy a video game, and then you have to pay a monthly fee to be able to play it.
Yeah.
That's always struck me as really stupid.
The game
I'm not
itself.
Even a big fan of, like, Xbox On Live subscription service, even though you can play the game, you know, without using the online function. Sure. There's no freaking reason.
It's
you know, I mean,
lame.
I know the reason is they just want to milk you for every penny they can.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you shouldn't freaking need to.
Mm.
I mean, I understand that the infrastructure costs money and all kinds of crap like that, but, I mean, really, Microsoft doesn't have the loot?
It's very, very lame.
Yeah. I mean, between how much they get per game for the system, you know.
Yeah, it just shows.
The cost of the systems and the freaking controllers are like 30
Man,
bucks a
it
piece.
It just shows what Microsoft is like. I mean, the whole thing of, like, honestly, if you were going to be a company like that and say, right, okay, let's provide this fucking great service. And it really is. It's a really good service when you think about it. I mean, honestly, yeah. You get your own online profile. You get to, you know, customize it. You get to do this, and it tracks every game you're playing. I mean, you're providing them also a service, you know, because it shows them how much somebody's playing a certain game, you know, which games they're buying, how much they're playing them, their stats, their accuracy, and all that crap, you know? But you have then different, like, you know, systems of membership. You have, like, the silver, gold, and platinum,
oh,
I think it
yeah,
is.
That crap that they're freaking doing for the Xbox 360, that is absurd.
I mean, come on, guys. Look, sell me the Xbox. I'll pay good money for it, and I already pre-ordered mine, okay? I'll pay good money for the game. But I'm not going to pay for some fucking subscription to be able to play this game online when I should just be able to do this anyway. Have some decency into providing, you know, a service to everyone.
Yeah.
God's sake.
It's just insane.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I do like about the modified Xboxes.
Yeah.
Is some people have just, like, decided that it's, you know, though you can switch your mod off.
Uh-huh.
And if you actually, you know, have a physical copy of the, or a physical game,
uh-huh.
You know, you can play that online then. But a lot of people have just decided that it's not worth bothering with,
mm-hmm.
That they'd rather play the games off of their hard drive, which is faster anyway.
Yeah.
But, so they've just set up, you know, networks where that people with modded boxes can hop on and play online.
Right.
Which I think is a better trend anyway. You know, it's not like, you know, even if Microsoft were to offer it as a free service and then sell advertising,
right?
You know, within the Xbox Live, I mean, that'd be annoying, but it would be a hell of a lot better.
Mm.
They'd probably make the same amount of money, too.
Yeah. Sorry about that noise.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah.
Been a lot of funny noises today on the show.
Yeah. I'm just reading through bash.org because Sheenie just pointed up a link on there. I actually submitted quite a few things from bash.org because my ISC days, you'd throw up some funny things. Yeah. Have you heard of bash.org?
No, I haven't. I'm checking it out now.
Oh, dude, how can you not hear bash.org? It's the repository for all IRC quotes. And these are some funny things that people come up with, you know, from day to day. There's some really, really funny things in there, like, fucking hilarious. The amount of hours I wasted at work. Okay, guys. The amount of hours that I spent fucking watching this and just pissing myself is hilarious. Yeah, it's going to get awful quiet now on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose. Bash. What is it, this browse?
Just go latest or something. You'll get a feel for it.
Okay. Oh, they're quotes. I got it.
Yeah.
Dikers. Wow.
Oops.
Okay, I get a feel for this now. I'm going to put it away.
I'm going to read one out. It says, if you went camping and you got really drunk with your friend and you woke up the next morning with this condom stuck up your ass, would you tell anyone? And Celestia says, I don't think so. And Mikkel says, want to go camping.
Oh, jeez. Oh. That's some crazy, crazy stuff there. Let's see. They're working on handwriting recognition for the Nintendo DS.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be cool. I think they're trying to turn those things into a PDA.
Mm. I don't know why, because you could just buy a PDA. You know, PDA is at standard now with fingerprint recognition. The actual screen recognizes your fingerprint.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
I only find that out because one of the people that I work with, her PDA was fucked up, so I fixed it for her, and she just, like, did the thing, and I was like, hey, I didn't even know this works. So, yeah. It actually, the actual screen is sensitive enough to recognize a person's fingerprint. But, you know, the screen, it doesn't even have, like, one of those glass things. It's just the touchscreen of it. It's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing. I gotta get me some of that.
Oh, I love this one. It says, oh my god, I love this song. Now playing Unknown Artist, track 2. Yeah, that's a badass song. I love those kind of things, man.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to check this out.
Oh man, you know how many hours of life you are gonna waste on this? I can assure you.
Hopefully not too many.
I can assure you, I'm going to be sitting there for hours. I wonder where my one is. There's quite a few of mine that I put up there. I wonder what people have rated them. Probably not too well. I don't know.
Have you seen anything about Sun Looking Glass?
Not since a few months ago, where they were re-editing or bug testing the latest version that they come up with. No, why?
Because they released LG 3D live CD.
Right, really?
2.3, yeah. It's a live CD that utilizes the Looking Glass.
Oh, fantastic.
Desktop manager, and I was just looking at the screenshots, and that's some freaking intense shit.
Yeah, I think the first version looked really good, but in essence, the quality wasn't that good, like, of the artwork or the graphics.
Yeah.
Of the GUI, but you can see from the first thing, it was probably like default, but you can see how far it could be developed. I need to check this out because I want to see how far they got with it. What's the link, or do you have a link?
I was just looking at a review of it, but it's www.tuxmachine.org/node/3171
3171
Yeah. They had a bunch of screenshots on there. And
yeah.
The actual homepage for it is https /lg3d-livecd.dev.java.net.
Fuck.
Really?
Yeah. I guess they got their DNS sorted out with that one.
They freaking must.
Sorry,
man.
I had to drop that one.
Yeah.
I think that's...
All right, that's funny.
That's really a nerd thing to say.
Yeah. Tis true.
Yeah.
I am downloading this bugger.
Oh, yeah, man.
This is definitely going to get toyed with.
Oh, yeah.
It looks too cool.
Oh, can you... I mean, this is, like, the next step. This pisses on fucking... Oh, this will piss on Vista so much.
Oh, yeah.
Like from a really... Like, let's say from maybe 3 stories high with a full bladder... And this is just at the bottom, just looking up, with a slightly open mouth.
This makes KDE look like crap.
Yeah, yeah.
And it blows OS 10 out of them.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Water.
Yeah. The best thing about it is, like, you, let's say you have, you're looking at Firefox. You can spin Firefox around and leave notes and stuff on the back. Well, let's say you're browsing.
Shit.
Let's say I was playing around with it, the first version. The first version looked default, okay? I can't say much, but it wasn't as spectacular as this one. So what you do is you spin the application around. So it's not anymore a 2D screen. It's all 3D. You spin the application around. You leave notes. You know, you can copy and paste links into it. Every single application is... you can just spin it around, make it small, make it tiny, make it throw it onto the other side of the window. The entire desktop is actually 360 degrees. Like, you know your desktop image? It's actually 360
yeah.
degrees. You can spin, you can rotate your head. So Firefox can be behind your head, and you're playing Quake 3 in front
Hello?
Of you. Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me? Hello?
Seem to have cut out.
Hello? I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I just canceled that download. It's screwing around with
my... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you
now.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying, the entire desktop is 360 degrees. So, you could have Firefox behind your head, and you could be playing Quake 3 in front of you. Let's say you wanted to look up a cheat or something. You just spin the entire desktop around, go on Firefox, spin it around again, and play the game. It's amazing.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah, or you could have one application in front and one application on the back. So you just spin the application around to view which one you want. It's just, it's crazy.
That's pretty damn cool.
Yeah. And just guess how much it costs.
How much?
And it's free.
Nothing?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's going to be illegal. No.
No.
Guess
it
what?
Be.
Guess what? Microsoft put that idea in your head. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing things like this. Oh, God, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is absolutely, absolutely beautiful.
I don't see it working on my laptop, though. I wonder what the spec is.
I don't know. I'm gonna... Let me see.
Yeah.
There should be something about it on their page. I don't know. Actually, it probably will work. I mean, if it runs off a live CD... You know, I don't see it having too many problems.
Sure. Yeah, as far as I can see right now, it's a full operating system. But hopefully you'll just be able to just get, like, just the GNOME or, like, the kind of GUI version of it to run it as an X server or something.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So you'll still be firing up off your Debian, just running in a complete...
Well,
different...
you know, this live CD here is
Anopics-based. Right.
So I'd imagine that there is actually a
dev
file
out
there somewhere for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If there is, I'm getting that
freaking
pronto.
Mm. I mean, oh, God. It's amazing. Thanks for bringing this up again for me, because I've been meaning to check that project out again, see how far they got. And to my surprise, they've gotten really far. They've ironed out all the shit bits out of the first version. Yeah.
Wow. That's all I can say. That's just... Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I think...
I stumbled upon it.
We're actually good for time now, so... I think we can... Yeah, it just passed really quickly, couldn't it?
Yeah, it did, rather.
Yeah, do you want to finish off with anything? I don't know if you have anything to finish off with.
No, I'm good.
Cool.
That should be fine.
I'm good as well. Just want to say, you know, thanks for everyone for listening. We'll be nearly coming up to 50 episodes. Thanks for the feedback I've been getting in the forums. I did post a post on the Hacker Voice Radio forum. I'm looking for feedback. I'm looking for some ideas for show content, because I'm a busy boy, and I don't have much time to really think. So the more people think for me, the better. And then we can, you know, get some of that get some of those wishes out there onto some of the shows. One request already by Lucas8 is basically the guy wants to know some freaking and relative to the UK, what kind of stuff you can do, what kind of stuff you can't. I guess I can comment on some of the things, but the most qualified person for other things like maybe red boxing and stuff like that would be Scobie. So hopefully we'll get Scobie back on one of the shows again. And hopefully,
yeah,
that'd be good. Hopefully, we'll get Planet's recovered.
Yeah. It's hard filling his shoes.
Definitely. Yeah.
And they're still sticky on the bottom with something.
Okay. Any ideas to music, or am I just going to pick something out again randomly?
Just wing it, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man, you're still hot about the DJing thing.
What's that?
The DJing thing. Are you still hot for that?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to do it, but at least a couple times a week. That'd be really cool.
That'd be excellent.
I am going to have to hammer out this connection, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bit choppy last time.
Right now, it's bugging out on me.
Oh, yeah, and I want to build a new machine for myself, a high-spec machine to run Linux, solely Linux, on, so I can experiment with these kind of things, because currently I've gotten myself to a high state of, or let's say a higher state of Linux proficiency than I used to have. So I think I'm ready to, you know, go the whole leg and do it in a live machine, you know.
Good to hear.
And run some of this kind of stuff on there.
Yeah. I'm as soon as I hang up, I'm downloading this bad boy. I'm going to throw it up on my sister's laptop.
As soon as I upload the episode, I'm going to be downloading this.
Cool.
Okay. So, let's finish off. Let's see. What kind of genre of music should we focus on?
Well, let's do some classical again. We don't have our planet around to bitch about it.
Yeah, let's go with some classic. Classical entertainment. Let's go with some symphonic. Cool. That was some film extras. Cool.
Light of the Valkyries. I love that song.
What about some Bach?
Oh, Bach is always good.
Excellent. So, it's a good night for me.
And a good night for me as well.
Good night, people. See you in IRC.
See you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.